Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Pesach and daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are here at the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Lefichach anachnu chayavim, right? Lahodus alu l'shalech, lefo'er, l'remim, etc. Right? The quote from the Mishnah that we have to say halal on Seder night. And sure enough, today's daf is almost going to be entirely about halal, where it comes from, the language. Who is it about? And we'll talk about other aspects as well. But that's most of today's daf. And again, as usual, b'schus refuah shleima for Nami Mir bas Shana Rav Karezel, and we learn also b'schus for refuah shleima for Shira bas Dvar Aleha. So Amar Rav Chista at the top of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yochanan Haluya v'Kesya v'Yedidya Achazain. All those three words should be written as one word, meaning they're one entire word. You have Haluya, obviously, in Tehillim. Kesya is at the end of Bishalach, about Amalek, right? Kiyal Kis Ka Milchama Basham Bamalek Midor Dor. We happen to write that in the Sefer Torah as two words. Okay, but Rav Chisda says the name of Yochanan, the Haluya and Kesya and Yedidya. Yedidya is a nickname for Shlomo HaMelech. That appears in, I assume, somewhere in Shmuel Beis. So that is right, okay, and those are all one words. Again, what's a nafkamina if it's not one word? So if it's two words like halu and ka, so then the ka, as we'll see in a second, the ka is kadosh, is holy, and you can't say it as I'm saying ka instead of yud and hey, and you can't erase it, and right, and all the it's attributed to one of the shames of Hashem. So that would be the nafkamina. I mean, if it's one word, so then it's chol, and you can write it and say yedidya and kesya and etc. But if it's two separate words, so then you really shouldn't say shem Hashem. And you should substitute as we do. Rav amar kesya merchavia achazim. What the Rav says that kesya and merchavia also appears in halal merchavia. It should be written as one word, and Rabba or Merchavia Bavad, only that one, only Merchavia is the only word of the ones that are mentioned as the only single word there. Yibar Lud asked the question, Merchavia the Rav Chisda Mai. What about Rav Chisda, who didn't mention that? So Teiku, we don't know, right? Eliyahu Navi will answer when he gets here. Yibar Lud asked the question, Yedidya the Rav Mai. What about Yedidya for Rav? Again, Rav doesn't mention Yedidya. What does he hold about that? So Tashma, whether they're Raisa, or let's learn something, right? Ta'amar Rav, Yedidya Nechalik L'Shnayim, right? You can split Yedidya into two. The Fichach, Yedid Chol, and Ya is Kadosh, right? So then you have the word Yedid is regular, and the word Ka, right, is referring to Shem Hashem. You should have said, right, that's Kadosh, and then you can't erase it, you shouldn't really say it. Okay, fine. Yibar Lud, they said, what about Hallelujah the Rav Mai, right? Rav again didn't mention Hallelujah. So Tashma, Tam Rav Chazina, Tili Debe Chaviva, Dekosiv Behu, I saw, what's it called? The Tili Debe of, I saw a book, I saw a Tehillim, Tili, right, Tehillim, is a book of Tehillim in the house of Chaviva, and that was referring to his uncle, right, his uncle, Dekhtiv Behu, Halu Bechagisa, Veya Bechagisa, and it said Halu on one line and Ka on another line. Right, so apparently you see that there are separate words. Right, this is against Rabbi Rishu ben Levi, who says that Hallelujah is one word, and it doesn't mean anything kadosh. It means say many Hallels, say many Hilulim. It doesn't necessarily mean Hallelu and Ka. And they have a stira in Rabbi Rishu ben Levi's own shita. There are 10 phrases of praise in Sefer Tehillim. There's Nitzuach, there's Nigun, there's Maskil, there's Mizmor, Bashir, Ashrei, Tehillah, Tefillah, Hodah, Hallelujah. Right, you have all of these phrases right at the beginning or other places. Right, Maskil David, you have Mizmor, Shir, right, Chanukah Sadai, you have Shir, you have Ashrei, right, okay. You have all these different phrases throughout Tehillim. And Gadol Shebekulan, Hallelujah. And the greatest one is Hallelujah. That includes the name of Hashem and the praise of Hashem at once. So that's against what Rabbi Shimon Levi had said before, because he had said that Hallelujah means Halulim Harbe, right? It's a regular normal word. It doesn't mean Hallelu and Ka. But here he's saying that no, you have Shem and Shevach together. And that seems to be against his own Shita. Okay. Fine. Weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shir Shabbatorah Moshe V'Yisrael Amru. Now the Shir Az Yashir, that was said by Moshe and Am Yisrael. B'Shasha Lumin Ayam, right? When they came up from Yamsuf. V'hal zeh mi amru. But this halal that we say nowadays, right, as you find in Tehillim that we say at Seder night and Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh why do I keep on saying random things? On Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, right, that we say halal and Purim and Chanukah. Well, not on Purim, I guess. keep on misspeaking, right? There's no halal on Purim. Anyway, this halal that we say, who said that? So he says, then we're going to see a bunch of opinions. Neviim shebeneihem tiknu lehem liYisrael. It's the Neviim that were amongst the Am Yisrael. They were metaken it. Shehu omrim oso al kol perik beperik v'al kol tzara tzara shalotavol lehem. That they should say it every perik beperik, every time and place, meaning every chag, every yontif. V'al kol tzara tzara shalotavol lehem. Right? Any tzaras that lo aleinu that would come on Am Yisrael, and when they would be redeemed, so then Omer Noso Al Gulason, they would say the Hallel on the redemption. Tanya Rabbi Reza, Haya Rabbi Meir, Omer Kol Tushbachos, Ha'omuros B'Zefer Tehillim, all of the praises that David said in Tehillim, so Kulan David Omer, that was all said by David. Shemar, as Pasuk says, Kolu Tfilos David Ben Yishai, right? The Tfilos of David Ben Yishai have been finished, but obviously that's not, if you look at the Torah, or that's not the end of Tehillim, right? Kalu means they're done. So that doesn't mean, I'll take Rikalu, Ella Kol Elu. Right? Don't say it's Kalu, it's finished, but say all of these, meaning were said by David HaMelech. Halal Zeh Mi Amru, another opinion in terms of who said the halal that we say nowadays. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Elazar Bini Omer, my son said, Moshe Yisrael Amru, B'Shash Olam Min Hayam. He says that actually Moshe Rabbeinu said it. And Am Yisrael said it. But all of his friends disagree with him. David, right in Tehillim. Right, David said, well, yeah, we do have a discussion. Who wrote all this? Some individual proclam of Tehillim were written, composed by others. But here, yeah, but David says them. Everybody here says that David wrote all of those, all that halal. But I agree with my son that Moshe and Yisrael said it. Because Esher Yisrael shechatu es pischayim v'netalu laveihen v'lo amru shira. Again, we had this before. Right? Is it possible that Am Yisrael were taking their Korban Pesach and shaking the lulav and they didn't say halal up until David instituted it? Impossible. So he's not makabel. Davar acher. Or Paslo Shalmicha Omer Bebechi v'Yisrael Omer Mezahalal. How could the Pesel Micha, this is illogical against it, meaning how in the world could Am Yisrael be saying Hallel if they had Pesel Micha in Bechi, which Rashbam writes is where it was, meaning that it was like Lashon Saginor, that they were not crying, but they were very happy. You don't want to say that they were happy to worship Avodah Zarah. But again, how in the world, this is the logic to say against it, how could they have had Hallel? Right, and how could they have recited Hallel when you had an Avodah Zarah, right, in, let's say, the place of Bechi, according to that understanding? It must be that it was only instituted afterwards, because otherwise they would not have been able to worship that Avodah Zarah and say Hallel at the same time. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Tan Rabbanan Lan D'Rabraisa. Kol Shios V'Zeh Shpachos Shama David B'Sefer Tehillim. So what's the deal with all of these praises that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim? Who composed them? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Keneged Atzmon. Keneged Atzmon Omran. He said them about himself, right? About his life and his tzaras and his praises of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and his successes and his failures. Right? There was David about himself. Rabbi Shua Omer Keneged Tzibur Omran. He said it about Am Yisrael, right? There are ups and downs. Chachamim Omrim Yesh Mehen Keneged Tzibur, Yesh Mehen Keneged Atzmon. Some of them are for Am Yisrael and some of them are for himself, about himself. Hamruz Balashin Yachid, if you have one of the Mizmorim in Tehillim that's in the singular, then Keneged Atzmo. That's David talking about himself. Hamruz Balashin Rabim Keneged Tzibur. And if they're plural, so then they're talking about the masses, about the overall Am Yisrael. Okay. Nitzuach v'nigud la'asid lavo. If you have any languages of Nitzuach, of victory, and Nigun, and singing, that's referring to the future. Maskil, if you have, let's say, Maskil David, so then Al-Yidei Turgaman. That was said by David, and it was composed or like written down afterwards by a Maturgaman, again, who said it to everybody. Okay, meaning that David said it to Maturgaman, and he announced that to the people who were listening to the shir, I guess. The David Mizmor, what's that? When the Tehillim starts like that, that teaches us that he had Ruach HaKodesh. Amar Shira, and then afterwards he sang a song. Right, he said Shira. That was this language of Shira that is said When a person has Ruach HaKodesh. Mizmor LeDavid, right, again, that was LeDavid Mizmor. What about Mizmor LeDavid? That's Malamesh Amar Shira V'Akakach Shavs V'Lav Shechina. You see the word, it's reversed, that David first sung a song, or said praise of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and then he had Ruach HaKodesh. Lamdecha She'ina Shechina Shora Lo Mitocha Atzvos, Lo Mitocha Atzvos, right, a famous Shwaki song, right, that does teach you that the Shechina doesn't come through laziness, or through a person being sad, Lo Mishem Schok, and not through joking around. V'lo mitoch kalas rosh, and not from again also another form of joking around. V'lo mitoch tvar betelim, and not through just idle chatter. Ela mitoch tvar simcha shal mitzvah. Right, the only way that you have a shechina, the shars on a person, right, is through simcha of mitzvah. Shenamer ve'ata kul chulil menagein ve'akim kinagein ha'menagein v'ati alav yad Hashem. Again, another shwaki song by Elisha when he was in a bad mood. He needed to prophesize, but he was sad. So he said, "Bring me someone to play me some music." One of the makoros that music can uplift the soul and bring a person to high places. And so at that point, right, the guy played him some music and became happy again. And then he had Ruach HaKodesh. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. V'chein l'dvar halacha. Some too is by halacha, that a person needs to be besimcha when he learns, but to understand and to delve into the Torah. Can't do it from a lazy or a sad place. You have to be excited or happy, right? It very much helps the learning. So too for a good dream. Meaning, if a person wants to have good dreams, right, he should be in a good mood. Right? Very often, when a person goes to bed angry, his sleep is interrupted by difficult dreams. Gemara says, "Any, is that really true?" Amarav Gido Amarav. Call Tamar Chacham Yosef and Rabbo Ben Shivcha. So no tefes mar techavena. Right? If Rav Gido Amarav says that any Tamar Chacham who sits in front of his Rebbe and his lips are not chattering from fear, techavena, he's going to get burned, meaning burned by Gehenna. Shnamas Pasuk says, "There's some Shoshanim that's for us more over." Right? In Shir Shirim, which we're going to read over Pesach, "Al Tikri Shoshanim Al Shoshonim." Right? Don't say Shoshanim, but say that Shoshonim, that he's learning Torah. "Al Tikri Morover." Don't say it's Morover. "Ela Mar Avar," that he should be bitter and he should be nervous. So you see that a person should not be sitting besimcha necessarily when he's learning Torah. So Gemara says, "Lokasha Habarab Habatalmida." Yeah, okay. The Talmud has to be sitting in awe of his Rebbe. But a Rebbe, when he's teaching Torah, he has to be besimcha, and then it'll be a good shir. Vibay Seima, or you can say Habarabba. Then both of them are talking about the Rebbe. For Lokasha Hamakami de Pasach Halavatzar de Pasach. I mean, it could be that before he starts, he should be besimcha, right, and smiling and happy and not necessarily. You'll see in a second, maybe joking around a little bit. But afterwards, once he starts talking Torah, so then yeah, again, that's serious stuff. That's the word of Dvar Hashem. You got to give that over with a little bit of trepidation. Ki hada Rabba mekami de pasuk lu Rabbanan, because Rabba, before he would start giving a shir to the Rabbanan, so Amar Milsev de bidichusa, he would say a joke. Literally translated, he would say a joke. Others understand that no, it wasn't a joke. He would say some more lighthearted Torah. Okay, but Pashtus is he would say a joke. And the rabbis would laugh. So then he would sit with a proper respect and awe and intensity, and then he would start teaching Torah. Okay, fascinating anecdote about Rabba and how a person should start off a speech, maybe, right, to try and relate to your audience. Okay, fine. Tanur Bana Willa Dinabraisa. Halal Zami Amru, again, still trying to figure out or discuss different possibilities. Who said this halal that we are familiar with today? Rabbi Elazar Omer Moshe Bisrael Amru Bishasha Amdu Alayam. Again, we had that opinion before. It's from Moshe and Yisrael. Hey Amru Lolanu Hashem Lolanu. They said, don't do this miracle for Hashem. For us, rather, Hashem, do it for you. And Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh said back to them, V'amr Lahan, L'mani, L'mani, I said, okay, Enu Chanami, I'm going to do it for me. Don't worry about it. Now that pasuk is not in, obviously, is not in Tehillim. It's not in the halal that we say. That pasuk is in the Yeshayo. But okay, that's the Gemara here is connecting that nevuah and that pasuk to the halal and that Am Yisrael said at Yom Suf. And we'll see all the other options. Is also it's going to be that give and take. It's going to say lo lanu lo lanu Hashem, and Hashem is going to respond, okay, lamani lamani, I'll do it for me, not necessarily for you. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, and again, when Am Yisrael davened for Hashem not to do it for them, right, obviously they didn't mean don't do it, they meant like in your zchus, because when Am Yisrael is prosperous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, is we make Kiddush Hashem, and that's the whole point of this world, right, we're Mekadoshim Shemayim, when Am Yisrael is looking good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yoshua Yisrael Amru, B'shasha Amdu Alem Malchik Nan. Right, that really Yoshua said the halal when they were fighting the Malach, the kings in Eretz Canaan. Hey, Mamru Lolanu Meshiva. Right, that was the give and take. Lolanu Lolanu Hashem. And then Hashem said back to them, the Baskol said back, Lamani, Lamani, yes. Rabbi Elazar, Hamudai, Omer, actually, it was Dvorah and Barak, Amruha, Bishasha, Amad, Alam, Sisra. When Dvorah and Barak were fighting Sisra, that they said this Halal. Hey, Mamrul, Lanu, Rucha Kodesh, Meshiva, Omer, Eslahim, Lamani, Lamani, yes. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Ben Azariah, Omer, Chizkiya, Vsiyata, Amruha, right? It was Chizkiya, Amalech, Bishasha, Amad, Alam, Samcheriv, when Samcheriv wanted to exile all the Jews, and Chizkiya fought, and that's when Chizki said Halal after Sancheirev was defeated. Hey, Amru lo, Lanu Mishiva. Right, they had the same give and take. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chanani Mishal Be'Azaria Amruha. Right, it was Chanani Mishal Be'Azaria. Rabbi Shasha Amar Alem Nebuchadnezzar Russia. Right, when they were threatened to be thrown into the Kibshan Aish. They fought, you know, against Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, Amru lo, Lanu Mishiva. Right, they had that same give and take with the Baskol. Rabbi Yossi Gluli Omer Mordechai Esther Amru B'Shasha Amar Alem Muhammad Arusha. It was really Mordechai and Esther. Hey, Mamru Lolanu Meshiva. Okay, that was the same back and forth. V'chachamim Omrim Neviim Shevineim Tiknu Lehem LeYisrael Sheyu Omrim Also Kol Kol Perik V'Perik Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shlo Tavo Lehem LeYisrael Ukshinigalin Omrim Also Avulasa. And again, right, we had this earlier up above that really the Chachamim say that it was the Neviim, right, Stam, that in every generation, right, the Chodor V'Dor. And unfortunately, there are plenty of people who want to get rid of us. So when the ultimate Gula, when the Gula came after those Tzaras, so they would say Halel. On all those times. Okay. Amar Rav Chista. Hallelujah Sof Perka. If you ever have the word Hallelujah, which is by itself in Tehillim, again, we'll see Hallelujah, Hallelujah back and forth, right? At the end of a Perik and the beginning of a Perik, like we say, I guess in Pesukim Zimra, so that's obviously, those are the end and the beginning of a Perik. But let's say you have a Hallelujah at the end of a Perik, right? So is that the end, or is that the beginning of the next one? So Rav Chista says it's the end. And Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Amar Hallelujah Reish Perka. It says Hallelujah is the beginning of the Perek. Amar Rav Chista Chazina Lulatili Debe Rav Chanin Bar Rav. I saw the Tehillim of Rav Chanin Bar Rav. The Chtivu Hallelujah Bemsa Perka. He wrote it in the middle. Salam Misafkaleisa, because apparently he had a suffix, so he didn't want to do. You know, he didn't want to put it at the end or at the beginning. So he kind of, I guess, wrote it on its own line. Maybe right, he wrote it in the middle of two prokem. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Hakol Modim, but Tehilas Hashem Yidar Piv, Rechol Basar Shem Goshol Lavoel, Hallelujah. That's Basrei the Basrei the Hallelujah. Afterwards is Reish Perka, is the beginning of the next Mizmor in Tehillim. When you have a bunch of these in Tehillim, you can look it up, where you have Hallelujah in between two prokim right by itself, and then you have some that everybody agrees. We're going to see that you know, a bunch of examples where people are in agreement in terms of whether it's the beginning or the end. So by Tilas Hashem Yidar Pi, right, the pasuk we're familiar with, everybody agrees it's at the beginning. Rasha Yira Vekas Shina Vicharek Venemas Tavas Rashayim Tovein Hallelujah. That's Debasre. Hallelujah Debasre Reish Perka. Sorry, that the Hallelujah comes afterwards is the beginning of the next one. Shaom Debeves Hashem Hallelujah Debasre Reish Perka. Everybody agrees in that pasuk and that Perik Tehillim. The Hallelujah that's afterwards is at the beginning of the Perik. Cry Musaf Musifin Af it's Elu. The Cry, the people who were Bikian, Rashi says Bali Mikra, people who knew the Psukim very well, they would add even these, everybody agrees, that Manchel Badarach Yishtel Akenya Rimrosh, right, obviously Hallelujah, the Basrei Reish Perka, right, the next Hallelujah is at the beginning. Reish is Chokhma Yerz Hashem Shekol Tov Lechol Oseyem, Shekol Tov, Seichel Tov Lechol Oseyem, Hallelujah, the Basrei Reish Perka, right, the next Hallelujah is at the beginning of the next parak. Neima Ketanai, maybe this issue, whether Hallelujah is at the beginning or the end, is a Machlokes Tanaim, because what does it say? It says, Adheichan Hu Omer, how far, again, we had this before, right, how far do you say Hallel on the Seder night? So, Beis Shammai, right, meaning, again, not the Seder night necessarily, but let's say right before, at the end of Magid, right, we have a little bit of Hallel. So how far do you go? Right, so we had this machlokes a couple days ago. So Beis Shammai Omrim Ad Ein Habanei Smecha, Beis Hallel Omrim Ad HaChalamish, Lamai No Mayim. Right, so the Vatani Idach Ad Heichanu Omer, and another Brisa says, Beis Shammai Omrim Ad Betis Shammai Mitzrayim, Beis Hallel Omrim Ad Lolanu Hashem Lolanu. Right, so the Gemara says, one second, right, my lav v'hakamifugi, isn't this the machlokes between the two brisas? Right, meaning, according to both of them, Beis Shammai says, the only thing you say is the first perek. Right, so why do we say it as, if you look, just to flip back to Amud Aleph, right, either the brisas, one brisa says, you say it up until, Beis Shammai holds up until Ein Habanei Smecha, and one of them says, until B'tzeis Shammai Mitzrayim. Well, isn't that like the same thing? Right? That literally is the same thing. The first perek ends, Eima Banim Smecha, Hallelujah, right? And then, B'tzeis Yisrael Amin Mitzrayim, right? And the second one starts, B'tzeis Yisrael Amin Mitzrayim. That's the same point, right? Why does it phrase it in two different ways, right? So, apparently, L'man Da'amar Ad Eima Banim Smecha, if you're telling me that you have to go up until Eina Banim Smecha, apparently he holds Sabra Hallelujah Reish Perikah. And the Hallelujah is, apparently he holds that the Hallelujah is part of the second perik, and therefore, he said, go up until Eima Banim Smecha and stop there. Umanda Amar Abitzes Yisrael Mitzrayim, right? And so the one who says you have to go up until Abitzes Yisrael, so apparently he holds Sabra Hallelujah Besof Pirka, that the Hallelujah belongs to the first parak, and therefore you should say it and then go up until Abitzes Yisrael. So that seems to be pretty clear cut machlokas and the braises. So Rav Gemara says Rav Chista Mitaris the Tamei, right? Both Rav Chista and who was it that he argued with, and Rav Bar Rav Huna, both of them will answer in their own fashion. Rav Chista matars the time. Again, Rav Chista said that flipping back, Hallelujah is at the end of the perek. In general, D'kuli Alma Sabri Hallelujah Sof Pirka. Oh, I could have just read it. Okay, fine. Everybody holds really. Both brises hold that Hallelujah is at the end of the perek. So the Manda Amar Ad B'Tzeis Yisrael, the brisa that says that you go up until B'Tzeis Yisrael, Shokri, that works out fine because right, Hallelujah is. Belongs to the first parak, and you should say it. Right? But the second, the brass that says you should go up until Eima Banim Smecha, right, and doesn't mention Hallelujah, Arvi Ad Bichlal. It's including, right? Arvi Ad Bichlal, right? It includes, it doesn't mean to leave it off right after the word Simcha, right? He includes the word Hallelujah, right? This is just telling you where to stop. Venema Ad Hallelujah, okay, so why does he say until Hallelujah, right? Again, it's very nice that he's Arvi Ad Bichlal, that he should include those words, but why does he just say Hallelujah? If you tell me that nobody will know which Hallelujah he's talking about, so just say, right? He could have just been much clearer about it. So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. That's a tough question. I don't know. I can't tell you right now. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Mataris Latame, and sure enough, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says that Hallelujah is always at the beginning. He would answer as follows: D'kuli alma Hallelujah Reish Perikah. Everybody holds that both brises hold that Hallelujah is at the beginning of a perik. Ma'ad Amar Ad Eima Banim Smecha. The one who says you should say the first perik up until Eima Banim Smecha and don't say Hallelujah because that belongs to the first line in the second perik of Tehillim. So then Shapir, that works. Meaning when I say second perik, I just mean the second perik of Hallel, right? It's not in the second perik of Tehillim. Anyway, Umad Amar Ad B'Tzeis Yisrael. What about the brisa that says you should say up until B'Tzeis Yisrael, implying that Hallelujah is part of the first perik? So for Ad V'Lo Ad B'Chlal, right? He's saying Ad V'Lo Ad B'Chlal, meaning don't include this line. I V'Neima Ad Hallelujah. So then, okay, so why does he mention Hallelujah? B'Chitem V'Delon Yidin, Hey Hallelujah. And if you tell me that you don't know which Hallelujah he's talking about, V'Neima Ad Hallelujah, Shem B'Tzeis Yisrael. He should just clarify. The Gemara says, Kasha, right? Yeah, I don't know, but that's tough. Okay, V'chosin Begula, a person has to finish off the Hallel with mentioning something about the Geula, the redemption. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Krishma v'Hallel Go'al Yisrael. By when you're saying Berachos Krishma and Hallel, you say Go'al Yisrael because you're thanking Hashem for the past, for what he did. Go'al, right, Go'al is what he did, is in the past. The Tzlusa, but if you're davening, what do we say? We say Go'al Yisrael in one of the Berachos. What Berach is that? Fifth, sixth? I forget already. Go'al Yisrael. That's because, my time, well, why do you say it? Because the Rechmin in you, because then you're davening, right? You're asking for something, right? That's future. Okay, Amar Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says the kedusha. Right, when we make kiddush, Amar Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot Vitzivanu. Right, that's past tense. Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot Vitzivanu. That's past tense. The tzlusa. But when we say in davening, we say Kadshenu B'Mitzvot Secha. Kadshenu B'Mitzvot Secha. Right, Kadshenu B'Mitzvot Secha. That's in future tense. My time. Oh, what's the reason for that? The Rachmininu, because. Sure enough, right, we're davening, we're asking for things in the future. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, "Vitzroch sheyazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush Hayom." And you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, right? As we know, we do that, but why? K'siv Acha says over here, "Laman Tizkor Yom Tzitzchah Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Me'Chayecha." You have to always remember the day you left Mitzrayim. K'siv Hasam, and it says, "By Shabbos Zochah Yom Shabbos the God Show." So you have a connection. Zechira Zechira, right? Those are two of the Shesh Zechiras. That's a good question why you don't have to mention the other four Zechiras in Kiddush, but okay, that's you have to mention, right? You have the Gzeirah Shavah that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, The tzlusa, when you're davening, matzmiach keren Yeshua. Then you have to say matzmiach keren Yeshua, mitzvah in the future, right? Hashem will give us the horn of redemption. Right? The after Rabbah, when you say in the after the bracha is magin David, right? As you know, Hashem says to David HaMelech, I'll make your name great, like the great ones. What does that mean? Like the gadols? What does that mean? Tanya Rav Yosef says, "Omrim magin David." This is this magin David bracha that we say. How do you know? Because Amar Rav Shem ben Lakish, "Veschal goy gadol." I will make you a great nation. Obviously, Hashem says to Avram, "Zeu she'omrim elokei Avram." Vava rechecha, right? I'm going to bless you. Zeu she'omrim elokei Yitzchak. Vagad lashemecha, right? That's the pasuk. That's the hemshecha of the pasuk. Hashem will both bless Avram and make his name great. So Shomrim Elokei Yaakov. That's what we say. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Yachol Yehechos Min Bekulan. And you might have thought that we should finish the bracha with everybody. Tamalomer Vehiye Bracha. That's the end of the pasuk. Right, it'll be a bracha to you. That literally means you will be a bracha, right? Or it will be a bracha. So therefore, Becha Chosmin. Vein Chosmin Bekulan, right? We say Baruch Hashem, Magin Avram, right? We finish the bracha with only Avram and not all the other Avos. Okay, and that's what we're saying, that the Magin David, right, is corresponds to Magin Avram. Amar Rava, Ashkechasina, Lesabi de Pumbedisa, right? I found that the elders of Pumbedisa, they asked me to come, they would say, Bishabasa, on Shabbos, bein mitzvusa, bein mekiddush. Whether you're davening or you're saying kiddush, you say mekadesh haShabbos. You say that's how you end the bracha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right? The bracha Shemoneh Esrei. We have a three at the beginning, three at the end. That's the same, right? For any Shemoneh Esrei, but the bracha in the middle, right? That's the bracha of Shabbos. So how do you finish? You finish mekadesh haShabbos. Whether you're saying kiddush or you're saying or you're davening, b'yom tava on yontif, bein mitzvusa, bein kiddusha, mekadesh yisrael v'ezmanim. Right? Whether it's davening or whether it's kiddush. That's the phrase Mekadesh Yisrael Vezmanim. V'aminu, and I said to them, meaning Rava said to the Sabi Pumbedisa, Ana Adraba, Adraba. I think the opposite. It's not really the opposite, but I think differently. Right? Ditzlusa, if when you're davening, bein b'shabbos bein b'yom matava, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael, you should say Mekadesh Yisrael. Right? I guess Vezmanim if it's Yontif, or I'm not sure. Be kedusha, if you're saying kiddush, then the shabbos mekadesh shabbos. On Shabbos, you should say mekadesh shabbos. Be yom tov, be yom tava, and on yontif, you should say mekadesh shabbos v'azmanim. That's the phrase you should say. If you don't mean the time of the diva, time of the dinchu, and I'll explain to you your logic and my logic. Time of the dinchu, your logic is that Shabbos the kavei v'kaimei. Right? Since Shabbos happens, it's kavei v'kaimei. It's kavua. It's permanent, and it's kaimei. It happens regardless of anything. Right? The calendar moves. Shabbos hits. Nothing can stop Shabbos, right? For Shabbos is always coming. So, bein bitzlusa, bein bekedusha, mekadesh Shabbos. You should just say, Baruch Ata Hashem, mekadesh Shabbos, because Hashem is the one who's making Shabbos come, right? Hashem is mekadesh the Shabbos regardless of anything. Yom Tava, but Yontif, the Yisrael hu dekavile, right? The mekavir yarchi, vekavi, leshani, right? The Jews set up the calendar, right? When it's Hashem, we'll be zochah to do that again, but we determine the calendar, we determine when Yontif is, we determine when the months are, the years are. So therefore the bracha on Yontif is Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. And Hashem is Mekadesh Am Yisrael, and then in turn, Am Yisrael is Mekadesh Tzmanim, the holidays. Time of the Din, that's your logic. That's why you set up your brachas like that. Time of the Din, my logic is that Slusa Derabim Isa Mekadesh Yisrael. When you're davening with the masses, and your davening is in public, so you say Mekadesh Yisrael, because you talk about the masses, the Jews that you're with. Kiddush to be yachid, where everybody makes kiddush at home, right? So therefore, you're by yourself with your family, whatever. Therefore, ishta b'shabbos mekadesh b'shabbos b'yontif mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim. Right on Shabbos, right? We say it with Shabbos and yontif. We say it with the times. Right? So the Gemara says v'lohi, then that's not really true. It doesn't really work out so well because tzlusa b'yachid milase kiddush b'rabim milase. Well, you never have anybody davening by yourself, right? You never have anybody making kiddush in public. So that logic doesn't hold so much. The Gemara just explains, V'rava, Sava, Rava actually holds, Zil Basar Iker. You go based on, yeah, okay, that's true. You do have cases of people dominating by themselves, of people making kiddush in public, but go based on the main points, the main parts, how it usually falls out. Ula, just to finish up to the Mishnah, Ula bar Rav, Noches kamei derava. Noches means they went down, but it usually refers to going to the Amud. Back then, they used to have, the Amud used to not be up, not on a bima, but it used to be down, as if we're besieging a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chazan would be set apart from the rest of the nation, from the rest of the congregation, excuse me. They would go down. If you go to the Altsnoy, that's how old shuls look. If you go to the Altsnoy shul in Prague, so you can see this, that the chazan actually goes down two steps, and that's where the lectern is. It's actually fascinating. Anyway, that shul has been in operation for literally hundreds of years, so you can see how they used to be. Okay, I'm not sure why nowadays it's not like that, but okay. Either way, so Rava would, where is it? No, Ula, sorry, went bar Rav, Nachas Kameh de Rava. Yeah, that's what it was. Ula bar Rav went down to daven in front of Rava. Amar Hesabe de Pumbadisa. He davened like the Sabe of Pumbadisa. V'lo Amar Le V'lo Midi. He didn't say anything. So Alma Hadar Be Rava. Apparently, what do you see? Rava, right, who advanced all this logic, right, he argued with the Sabe of Pumbadisa, apparently took it back. He realized that they were correct, because he didn't correct. He didn't change what Ula was doing. Rav Nasan Avua de Rav Huna, Bere de Rav Nasan, Nachas Kameh de Rav Papa. So he went down and davened in front of Rav Papa. Amar Kisabi Pumbadisa. He did like the minhag of the elders of Pumbadisa. Vishavche Rav Papa. Rav Papa praised him. He said, oh, shkoyach. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Ana Ikla the Sura. I went to Sura, Kameh de Maremar, and Maremar was the Rav there. Benachas Kameh, Shlucha de Tzibura, and not me, but some Shlucha Tzibura got up there. Amar Kisabi Pumbadisa. And he started saying, like, he said the Nusach of the elders of Pumbadisa. And everybody was like, Shabu, what are you doing? Get out of here. They're right there yelling at him. So apparently, right, this is a good Musar in general. Don't yell at somebody if you don't know what you're talking about. So Amalahu, Maremar said, Shavkua, right, he said, leave him alone. Hilchas like a Sabe Pumbadisa. The halacha is like the Sabe Pumbadisa. And they did not, they stopped, they didn't quiet him anymore. Okay, Shkoyach, Oda Rabosai. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.